a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. While the nation is dealing with the coronavirus, the political class is dealing with a presidential primary that I think is just about over. We get word today that Bernie Sanders is reassessing his campaign. That usually means a suspension. We'll find out more, though, because Mark Lotter is joining us from just outside the swamp. He is the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect, and he joins us. Mark, first of all, give us an overview of how things are on the other side of the country. Is everything closed down pretty much?
Yeah, basically everything is closed down, bars, restaurants. Only open for takeout. People are being asked to work from home. Schools are closed. And aside, obviously, from the work of the federal government, which must continue, but even there, they are doing what they can, remote working, and only essential folks are showing up as they need to. And but the work continues. The president is standing at the White House podium right now. He just took the stage about a minute and a half ago or so, updating the nation with a task force on what's going on.
What is going on with the? Is anything going on with the campaign? Are you, is the campaign walking neighborhoods, doing anything? There's not really much you can do right now, is there?
Well, luckily we had such a huge advantage and continue to have such a huge advantage in terms of data, in terms of our analytics and those kinds of things. So we have a massive head start. Plus, obviously, the unbelievable social media platforms that not only the president has, but also through our campaign. So we are light years ahead of where the Democrats could ever pray to be in terms of that. But no, many of the behind-the-scenes actions are still taking place. The rallies, obviously, the president and vice president are entirely focused on the issues at hand in the White House. But we still are signing up volunteers. We're doing virtual training for our volunteers, getting them ready to go. We launched a new website last week called Army for Trump for people who want to go sign up, become part of that army. It'll tell you how to get that virtual training. So when we do emerge from our homes here, hopefully in a few weeks or so, but probably a month or so, you know, we'll have that army trained, ready to go door to door, make those calls, do all the things that normal campaigns do. But because we have such a huge head start, we have this ability to be able to get it done.
How would you evaluate the president's performance in all of this? Chuck Schumer went to the floor of the Senate earlier today and got really deplorably political, which I found reprehensible in this time of crisis. I'm curious what you think of the president's performance so far.
I think it's been outstanding, and it is deplorable that the Democrats are trying to use this, as they have from day one, to try to damage the president. I mean, this is a president who was attacked back in January by liberals and the Democrats in the media for closing our borders to China and folks who were traveling from the affected areas in China. He later expanded that to South Korea, to Italy, to Europe, and then ultimately earlier this week, the UK and Ireland. He was attacked for taking that, and this crisis would be much worse if he had not done so. In fact, Dr. Fauci, the leader of the National Institutes for Infectious Diseases and Allergies, said so on every cable outlet, every news outlet, that it would be worse if the president hadn't taken that action. And then you look at how fast we've been able to get the private sector engaged to getting testing out, to ramping up the ability to get this out the door in a system we were never designed to have. The CDC was never designed to do this. And yet we were able to make those plans with the private sector right away. We're actually seeing testing now of a vaccine, human testing, record time, 65 days. And there's so much more we're doing. As you can see, President's very focused on helping people who have been displaced because of this. The industries, like the hotel industries, like the airlines, like the bars and the restaurants, they didn't do anything wrong. And so the workers and those companies shouldn't be penalized. This is not like the financial crisis of 2008. It's not like the dot-com bubble in the late 90s. None of these businesses did anything wrong. So the workers and the companies shouldn't be penalized for us having to take these extraordinary actions to protect the health of the American people.
And as bad as it is financially, economically, if not for a monster Trump economy, you got to imagine what kind of trouble we'd be in financially if not for having that head start of having a great economy structurally sound going in.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, we weren't talking about days of sluggish growth and slow wages and a slog recovery. I mean, we were on basically, you know, caffeine and super propelled recovery with record stock markets, and we'll get back to that because none of the fundamentals of the economy have changed. The all of these things are still the same, and yes, we are going to see the stock market obviously go down. We're going to see unemployment increase. We're going to see unemployment claims increase because they're responding to the actual crisis at hand, which has nothing to do with the economy. And I and a lot of the economists, the experts out there, I'm not one of those, have said that when this is passed, we will see a quick return to the unemployment rates, to the stock market records. And it'll maybe take a little bit to get there, but it's not going to be a slow recovery.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. While the rest of the nation was dealing with the coronavirus, and here in Nevada, we were dealing with having to essentially take down the entire restaurant and bar industry in our state. They were having primary elections. Is there any evidence that the coronavirus cut into voter turnout in some of these states?
It's kind of hard to tell because so many of these states have long early voting programs and absentee and various other aspects. I mean, we have seen strong turnout. We've seen even places like Florida yesterday, the president got more votes than any incumbent president going back for many decades. So there's still strong energy out there. It's hard to tell to see if there was any kind of impact. I'm sure there was some. Especially since, obviously, on the Republican side, this has long since been decided, and it's looking more and more every day like the Democrat primary is all but decided as well.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Mark, always good to visit with you. I wish you were under better circumstances, but thank you so much for joining us, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Kevin.
There you go. That's Mark Lauder, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. We're going to let you hear from the governor coming up in just a couple minutes. Yeah, the governor speaking to the state, and he got very emotional at one point. We'll let you hear that. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
We know that we're asking Americans to do a lot right now. So we're asking
this is Dr. Deborah Birx.
To be selfless for others so that we can protect those who are most susceptible to this virus. We really need everyone who feels sick in any way, even if they think it's a very mild symptoms, a little sore throat, a little runny nose, to stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, do not go to work. If your spouse is sick, do not go to work. Tell your friends not go to work if they're sick.
This is Dr. Deborah Birx. From the Coronavirus Task Force. Here in the state of Nevada, Governor Sisolak, just after 6 o'clock last night, made the announcement that he was essentially closing down the state and that essentially essential businesses only should be open. At one point in his speech, he took a question from the reporters there at the Grant Sawyer building, and he got emotional, pounded the lectern more than once. This was the governor last night, and this is cut number 9. Go.
I don't know if I can make this any clearer that people are looking for a loophole here. This is affecting the lives of our citizens. People are dying. You know, every day that is delayed here, I'm losing a dozen people on the back end that are going to die as a result of this. Kevin Durant, one of the most fit people in the world, tested positive today. It's incumbent upon the citizens of this state to take this seriously. Next question.
Yeah. Next question. Let's go to cut 11. This is Governor Sisolak underscoring the importance of this new policy. Here it is.
Many of you will not be in your office or at work over the next few weeks. This is not a vacation, and it's not a time to catch up with friends. It's definitely not the time to go to the movies. Every social contact increases your risk of exposure. The bigger the group, the higher the risk. This means that you should stay away from auditoriums, stadiums, arenas, large conference rooms, meeting halls, and cafeterias. I know in time of stress, many of you like to seek the release that comes from the fitness center. Until this risk goes away, find other ways to exercise, such as at-home workouts, hikes, or other outdoor activities. But as you do so, remember to maintain social distancing from others doing the same. Some events are unavoidable. We want you to experience the joy of weddings. But this is not the time to bring your friends together, especially if this will require travel. Consider postponing the celebration to a time when risk is low or eliminated. For my friends making preparations to say goodbye to loved ones, please limit the attendance at funeral services. Consider outdoor services where the risk of exposure is less than inside. This is only common sense. At a time when people are getting sick from simply being near others, is not the time for gyms to remain open. This is not the time for casinos to remain open. This is not the time for community recreation centers, clubhouses, movie theaters, and malls to remain open. If your business brings groups of people together, it should not be open. Although I cannot, will not say that places of worship should be closed, I strongly urge our faith leaders to find ways to deliver to your congregation without bringing them together in person. Charitable food distribution sites, including the meals being distributed to our students in the wake of the school closings, along with grocery stores, should remain fully open and operational. Food services for healthcare facilities and other essential facilities should remain open. Any buffet or food station used in charitable food distribution settings should be transitioned to box meals or served through glove staff members or volunteers. And I ask grocery stores to consider setting aside shopping hours for our most vulnerable population and our seniors. Restaurants throughout Nevada, in addition to pubs, wineries, bars, and breweries that include meals provided by a full kitchen, should be reduced to serving food only in a drive-thru, takeout at the curb, or delivery capacities. No dine-in food establishments should be allowed until further notice. This also includes food courts, coffee shops, catered events, clubs, bowling alleys, and other similar venues which people congregate for the consumption of food or beverages. Pubs, wineries, bars, and breweries that do not include meals provided by a full kitchen must close. To summarize, I'm telling non-essential businesses, you have two choices. Find a way to service your customers through delivery, drive-through, curbside pickup, or front door service, or close your doors. These COVID-19 risk mitigation measures will be fully effective as of noon tomorrow. In addition, today, in consultation with Gaming Board Chair Sandra Douglas Morgan, I announced that all gaming machines, devices, table games, and any equipment related gaming activity will be shut down effective midnight tonight. Restaurants and bars located within gaming properties will be subject to the same restrictions as those outlined above. Finally, we will ensure that there is as little disruption as possible to transportation and the supply chain in Nevada during this time. Truck stops and truck service centers will remain open so that motor carriers will be able to deliver supplies as needed. I know there will come some, there will be some who will disagree with my decision, some who will think this is an overreaction. I want you to know, I have spent countless hours working with medical experts, the White House, the CDC, labor and industry leaders, and I fully believe that this is an appropriate and informed reaction.
You know what's interesting is so many times we question government. This is a point in time when I think I trust Steve Sisolak. I know Steve Sisolak. He is not a bad dude. I don't agree with his politics, although he is more moderate than some on the left. But I will tell you this. I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt on this. And let's see in 30 days if things are better, if we have bent the curve, so to speak, flattened out the curve. Let's see what's going on. And while all that is happening, we here at the Nevada Talk Network will do our level best to bring you as it happens, as we did with the live coverage of the Sisolak news conference last night. We will endeavor to bring you the very latest on what's going on. The president speaks, or the task force. If there is news out there, we will certainly bring it to you. Want to give you a quick roadmap of what's ahead. Small businesses have been impacted dramatically by this coronavirus thing, and the closings and all of that. What is the SBA here in Nevada doing? Well, the SBA's Nevada District Director, Joseph Amato, will join us in just a couple minutes, and we'll get the latest. Also, Megan Barth will join Chuck Muth, talking about the political fallout from all of this, not just the medical part, but the economic part. The you know, those of you that have 401ks, they have been dramatically impacted. Also, Jill Lovino from Castle Insurance Group. A lot of people concerned, you know, their home life and auto and all of that. And the advantages of being a broker versus working for an individual insurance company. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Busy show. More from the President of the United States as well as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With confirmation yesterday that West Virginia now has a confirmed case of coronavirus, it means all 50 states have been infiltrated by it. And Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is predicting the numbers there are going to skyrocket over the next few days.
But we're going to top 1,000 today, undoubtedly. We're going to be at 10,000 not so long from now.
Basketball superstar Kevin Durant now among four Brooklyn Nets to test positive for the virus. In Utah, there's reported widespread damage across the northern part of that state because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake this morning. Video on social media showing brick and stone on the ground from several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City. The governor, Gary Herbert, urging people to avoid that area until the damage is fully assessed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
NASCAR continues to monitor and adjust. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses, because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
It's the Rip the Fence podcast.
3-4, Christopher Bell, a winner at Eldora.
Dylan, it's good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you, bud. Congrats.
That was probably the most exciting win I've ever had in my career.
With Dylan Welch and Tyler Burnett.
Kyle Larson is a Chili Bowl Midget Nationals champion. When those words come out of my mouth, how does it make you feel?
When it comes out of your mouth, it feels really good, because you're the biggest Christopher Bell lover in the media center every week.
Available to download wherever you listen to podcasts and on ripthefence.com.
NASCAR President Steve Phelps addressed the media yesterday and said the sanctioning body is committed to running all 36 races along with the All-Star race this year, even with the current postponements of races until the May 9th event at the Martinsville Speedway. Phelps calls it a fluid situation with a lot of moving parts to get the postponed events rescheduled.
At this particular point, a lot of things on the table for us to look at, working with our race teams, working with our racetracks to make sure that the things that we're putting on the table are feasible for us to do.
Affected race weekends include Atlanta, Homestead, Miami, Texas, Bristol, Richmond, Talladega, and Dover. See more now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada. We are keeping you company as we continue to battle the coronavirus and the economic downturn that has accompanied it. This has been a very difficult time for area small businesses. What is the Small Business Administration doing to help? Let's check in with Joe Amato, the SBA Nevada District Director, who joins us here in Las Vegas by phone. Joe, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. Give us an assessment of where we are. You know, the government closed down casinos, restaurants, bars. Give us your assessment of where we are from a small business perspective.
Well, you know, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak about what we're doing as the SBA. And how we're trying to do everything in our power to assist small businesses that are just being not only financially crushed, but just the whole gamut of what's going on and the time delays and everything else before we can start recovering. Those are all, inside of my mind with the less than 2 hours sleep I get every night for the last 5-6 days. The SBA basically has gone live as of yesterday morning in providing disaster loan assistance. The SBA basically is providing somewhere in the area of $8 to $9 billion initially to support small business in disaster loan and economic injury. So other disasters that include hurricanes, floods and so on and so forth. This is a completely different game for us, and it's something that we really haven't had to face before, being an economic disaster. So the funds that we have set aside have been set aside by Congress. The SBA, we worked with the governor over the past 4 or 5 days, and on Sunday he signed a declaration of disaster for business in the state of Nevada. We were the only state as of yesterday morning to have every county and every city covered in the state of Nevada as far as economic disaster is concerned. The rules have since been changed, and other states are now full state coverage too. But what it does, what it enables, is an individual business, whether it's a sole proprietorship, independent contractor, corporation, as long as they are a small business, which in my view is not a publicly traded company, or in this case of economic disaster, even if they're a nonprofit business, they're eligible for up to $2 million in loan proceeds based on need, based on eligibility, with loans that can extend up to 30 years. And the fixed rate would be 3.75% for the business, for a 4A business, and for a nonprofit, 2.25% fixed rate. So in essence, what we're trying to do is create sort of a bridge. We are hopeful. I was hoping that this would be about a couple of weeks scenario. It may be 30 days in Nevada at this point, where businesses are going to have to try to figure out a way to survive and reopen and recover. And the SBA funds are going to be there specifically to help the business take care of fixed obligations that they can't defer or abate for this time period before recovery starts. They can take care of payroll and benefits for key employees. If it's a business that's essential, per the governor's rules, then they're going to be maintaining a staff, but they may not be getting the revenue that they used to get previously. If they're a non-essential business, they may be maintaining skeletal staff. I was with a business yesterday that laid off over 400 employees. And they're just down to a skeletal staff right now because they're tied directly to the resort industry. And with the resort industry shutting down, they have absolutely no business. So, and they're quite a substantial company that basically had to lay off almost every employee, 99% of their employees. So, and then the final thing is their operating expenses. So what I try to explain to the businesses that I've talked to, and believe it or not, in the last 4 days, I've talked to close to 500 businesses throughout the state. I was on a conference call yesterday that was put on by the Vegas Chamber. They did a great job in getting all the council chambers together for the state. And we had somewhere in the area of 650 to 750 listeners and businesses, I would imagine, that were chimed in to this webcast that we did over the phone to basically help them and give them information, the same information I'm going to give to you. So, we're out there every day. My staff is still working, mostly teleworking, but working to answer questions. Once an application is submitted, and that's done through going to sba.gov/disaster. Now, the problem is there are thousands of applicants on that system at any one time, and we hear it's very slow. It has a tendency to crash. Please stick with it as best you can. And if needed, please call our office, 702-388-6611, and speak to one of my staff, and they'll try to sort of talk you through any kind of problems you're having with your application. And now we just found out that they'll be able to, actually, if it gets frustrating online, they actually can create a hard copy application, and they're able to send that application into a processing center in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're getting that information now. And as we get that information, we'll put it out there as we've been putting it out everywhere else, so that you can either do an online application or a hard copy application just to get it in. Once the application is submitted or received, the SBA is telling us, the Office of Disaster Assistance, ODA, is telling us it's about a 2 to 3 week process between acceptance of application, interaction with the business, and funding. We hope they stick to that, because 2 to 3 weeks seems like a long time for some of these businesses that are just barely going to hang on for that period of time until they can get some funding. Like I said, up to $2 million available. The best way to figure it out, the scientific way to figure it out, is if anybody's heard the word burn rate before. What do you need to keep your business alive, or keep the shell of your business, if you're completely shut down, operational, over the next several months? So per month, if you have, $10,000 in loans and leases and rents and so on and so forth, if you have $10,000 in obligations for payroll and benefits, if you have $10,000 in other obligations, that's your $30,000 burn rate for the month. You can go to the SBA and they'll allow you up to 12 months of coverage, because we're not only looking at the incident, the disaster itself, but we're looking at the time it's going to take you to recover. So go back to that mythical $30,000 burn rate a month that you're going to need to stay alive, to keep that shell of the company alive or that basic company alive for the next several months. Take that $30,000 times 12. You could basically petition for $360,000. Up to 30-year amortization. I'm not sure if they're going to do 10 or 20 or 30. Depends on the loan. But the fixed rate is going to be 3.75 if you're a for-profit business, or a 2.25 fixed rate if you're a nonprofit business. So that's sort of it in a nutshell. That's that's what I'm preaching every day, probably close to 100 times a day, if not more, to small businesses and to outlets like yours, to try to get the information out there, to really give people an opportunity to know what their options are, and that, we are the federal government, and actually we're here to help. We really understand. I was a business owner for 30 years before I took the helm 2.5 years ago in Nevada, to take over SBA Nevada. So I understand. I've run businesses. I've gone through economic hard times. I'm out there right now with you trying to get this information out to you. And I've sat down with several constituents already to go through the application process, so I understood it as well. So we're here to help.
Again, Joe Amato joining us, SBA Nevada District Director. That $2 million, is that a total figure for the state, or is what is the $2 million figure you're talking about?
I'm sorry I wasn't clear on that. That's $2 million that's going to be made available per business based on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So not every business will get $2 million. Like I said, with the scenario I gave you, if a business has a burn rate of $30,000 a month, they can ask for the next 12 months coverage. That would be $360,000. That would end up being their request. So yeah, it's up to $2 million available per business. And for anybody who already has an SBA loan and you're worried about, can I get another one? Even if you have used the maximum amount of SBA funding, which is $5 million, you're still eligible for the disaster loan, because it's a completely different pot of money. So I asked that question specifically in Washington, D.C. If they already have an SBA loan, they've already used up their eligibility, can they still get a disaster loan? The answer was emphatically yes.
And just so everybody understands, when dealing with the government, sometimes there's a ton of red tape. Are you cutting red tape in this program?
Well, let me put it this way. I've not seen the first loan close, because we just went live yesterday, but I sure as heck, I say the word heck, sure as heck hope that they can actually fund loans within 2 to 3 weeks. And that would be cutting an awful lot of red tape.
That is amazing. Joe, thank you so much. If folks want to know more, where do they go?
Well, basically, I gave you our office number. It's, 702-388-6611. I'm going to commit suicide, but I'm up 20-something hours a day anyway. And my email address is joseph.amato, A-M-A-T-O, at sba.gov. Blow up my email if you have to. I will do everything I can for every individual business that's in this whole state of Nevada to help you. If there is a problem, I'm going to figure out a way to make it happen, make something happen. So, please don't hesitate to email me directly. Call my office. My staff is there. And as I said, the website for the disaster loans are sba.gov/disaster.
And that phone number one more time, if you'll read it slowly so folks can write it down.
I'm sorry. I'm a native New Yorker. I speak fast. It's 702-388-6611.
Very good. Joe, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll check back with you, okay?
Thank you. Absolutely. Please, we want to definitely give an update of how things are going, without a doubt. Thank you.
Very good. Joe Amato, the SBA Nevada District Director, joining us live here on Live and Local Now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the Task Force news conference today. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now, thanks to Joe Amato, the SBA Nevada District Director. Some great information for those of you that own small businesses, up to $2 million available per business. That is incredible. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to take you to the White House and the president, who just a moments ago was taking questions from the media in the White House briefing room. Here it is.
Thank you all. That's very nice. Any questions, please?
President, thank you. Two questions, if I may. Your Treasury Secretary was on Capitol Hill talking about the potential for what could come, and he said that unemployment could skyrocket to 20%. Are we looking at that could rival the Great Depression? Are we looking at potentially historic
devastation? Yeah. No, I don't agree. That's an absolute, total, worst-case scenario. No, we don't look at that at all.
Thank you. And my second question.
We're nowhere near it.
Okay. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
A lot of people say it's racist.
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China. I want to be accurate.
About yeah,
please, John. Please.
You. Are you
I have
with
a great. I have great love for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China. John, please.
Two questions, if I could, Mr. President. First of all, in the Defense Procurement Act, you're invoking it today. Senator Schumer
yes.
said on the floor a short time ago that it urgently needs to be put into action to produce medical supplies, particularly ventilators.
Yeah.
Do you have some targets that you would like to see immediately spooled up under the
We do have. We have tremendous numbers of ventilators, but there's never been an instance like this where no matter what you have, it's not enough. That would be the case. We will be, it's being signed, it's essentially drawn, and I'm going to sign it in just a little while. If we need to use it, we'll be using it at full speed ahead.
Sorry, he says it's urgently needed to be used. Do you have some targets?
Well, we're going to know whether or not urgent, but we will, we do have targets. We have targets for certain pieces of equipment. We have targets for masks, you know, the numbers of masks are incredible. We've ordered millions of them. But we need millions more. A thing like this has never been requested, and we've never had to even think in terms of these numbers. But we need millions of masks, and all of that will be ordered. We need respirators. We need ventilators is a big thing because it's a complex piece of equipment. So we have a lot of ventilators, but we're going to be ordering more.
And second question, what size will the checks be that will be sent out to Americans?
To be determined. We're working with the Senate right now. We're working with everybody on Capitol Hill. There's been tremendous, there really has been, I mean, with some exceptions, obviously, because it's always the way it is, but there has been, they've been getting along very well, Republicans and Democrats. It's a nice thing, very bipartisan,
would
so
like
forth.
Would you like to see them more than $1,000?
Well, we're going to see. I don't want to get into that right now, John. We are looking at different numbers. We're looking at timing that would be different, splitting the time, splitting the payments. We're looking at a lot of different things. Hasn't been determined yet, but it will shortly be determined, and people want to go big as opposed. Everybody seems to want to go big, and they want to get to the recovery. The big day is the big thing we can do is get rid of this horrible, I call it the unseen enemy. You call it, there's a thousand different terms for it, but whatever, it snuck up on us. And it did 128 countries, I think. It's in something like that, very close to that. Think of that. So it spreads violently. It's a very contagious, very, very contagious virus.
Do you consider America to be on a wartime footing in terms of fighting this virus?
I do. I actually do. I'm looking at it that way because, you know, if it got out of control, the big thing we did was a very early stoppage of people coming in who could be very, very heavily infected. That was a very good move, and it was very early, very, very early, when most people, including a lot of professionals, they didn't want us to do it. That really saved a lot of lives. And, yeah, I look at it, I view it as a, in a sense, a wartime president. I mean, that's what we're fighting. I mean, it's a very tough situation. You have to do things. You have to close parts of an economy that 6 weeks ago were the best they've ever been. We had the best economy we've ever had. And then one day you have to close it down in order to defeat this enemy. But we're doing it, and we're doing it well. And I'll tell you, the American people have been incredible. For the most part, they've been really incredible. Yeah, please, Caitlin.
I have one for you, and then I have one for Secretary Wilkie as well, but I'll start with you. You just said there are a tremendous number of ventilators that we have, but for weeks, hospitals have been warning about a critical shortage that they say we are not prepared for. So why did it take so long to invoke the Defense Production
Act? Well, you know, hospitals are supposed to have ventilators, too. And when we have thousands of ventilators, it sounds like a lot. But this is a very unforeseen thing. Nobody ever thought of these numbers. Nobody ever saw numbers like this, even with regard to testing. Normally, we wouldn't be doing testing, and they decided to do it. Very, very hard to ramp up. Now we're getting highly sophisticated tests, and it's going very well. But nobody's ever heard of testing and the kind of quantities that you're talking about.
But weeks we needed more ventilators. So why did it take so long?
Well, we knew. It depends. It depends on how it goes. Worst case, absolutely. Best case, not at all. So we're going to have to see where it goes. But we are ordering thousands and thousands of ventilators. And they're complex. You know, these are complex machines. But we're ordering them. Does anybody have a, Mike, maybe you do. How many do we have?
Yeah, you said and you we're ordering.
Please.
Number.
Yeah, please. Do you know the number?
We have a specific number.
There you have it. The president talking about ventilators. And you know, I don't know when we get away from this. When are we going to stop talking about this? I mean, this is, you know, the governor talked about a 30-day plan. The president talked about a 15-day plan. Very, very interesting. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. What does he make of all of this? He had to cancel a cruise, believe it or not. Yeah, he had to cancel a cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Actually, the people at Carnival Cruise Line, I think, did it. But he had the Conservic Cruise getting ready to go in April, and they're not going to be going. Maybe in November, maybe after the election. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. We are going to get you through this, and we're going to do it all together. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.